Our next speaker is Shazana Hafiz. She's a great activist in Sheffield Stand Up to Racism, and she's initiated the spoken word movement. A big hand, please, for Shazana.
Hello, good afternoon, Sheffield. I want to start with a few chants. I want Sheffield to hear you. No hate, no fear. Refugees, welcome here. No hate, no fear.
Refugees, welcome here. No hate, no fear. Refugees, welcome here. No hate, no fear.
Refugees are welcome here. Louder.
No fear.
Refugees are welcome here. No hate, no fear. Refugees are welcome here.
No hate, no fear. Refugees are welcome here.
My name is Shazana Hafiz, and I stand here again to make a point that we will stand and keep standing till we are heard loud and clear. What kind of leadership continuously under false pretenses bombs other nations, targets its women and children, innocent civilians, then calls it collateral damage, all in the name of freedom, democracy, and the war on terror? Trump bans 7 Muslim countries and takes no responsibility whatsoever. All 7 of those countries have been subject to military operations, targeted killings and drone attacks. Only this week, we have come to know tragically how 59 civilians were killed in Yemen, of which some were women, and amongst them, an 8-year-old little girl called Nawar. I refuse to accept that an 8-year-old child was a threat to freedom and democracy. I refuse to accept that she was justifiably murdered by the American administration. I refuse and express my outrage at this inhumane act. Time and time again, the American administration and the British government have shown us that the continuous occupation and massacre of Muslims is irrelevant. Well, I say it's very relevant when you bomb their countries, then interrogate them for hours and deny them entry. I don't like the term refugee. I've always felt that it takes away respect, honor, and dignity. It takes away people's reality and humanity and labels them. And we forget that they too are like us, professionals and academics and skilled workers. We must view this through a lens of compassion and ignore the government narrative and media propaganda. I really don't think Donald Trump's agenda is state security, and we need to understand that he has another agenda. To put this in context, post 9/11, the named hijackers were not from any of the countries on the ban list. However, the countries on the ban list are all the countries America has and is terrorizing through its military operations and conduct. Why then is it that he has conveniently left out the countries he has business investments and trades and secures arms deals with? Instead, we have countries banned from where helpless refugees have conducted no attacks on American soil. State security and protection of civilians is key in any nation. So I would like to point out, since 9/11, twice as many people have been killed in the US by far-right groups than Muslims in terrorist attacks. According to data from Europol, that difference is even more significant in Europe. 6 Muslims were killed in cold blood in Quebec, and the outrage and media coverage was next to none. I want to say their names so we can humanize them. Abu Bakr Sabti, Azadeen Sufyan, Khalid Belkacemi, Ibrahima Bari, Abdul Karim Hassan, Mamadou Bari, may God rest their souls, Ameen. The disproportionate response is a message from the political elite to say to Muslims that your values and life do not matter. Surrender yourselves and abandon who you are, and perhaps we will give you some worth. People from all walks of life have come together to protect and speak out against this dangerous road that the American administration is leading on. I cannot thank you all enough for your love, support, and continuous effort for speaking and standing unapologetically alongside the Muslim community. Here at home, we have equally a challenge that we must unite on. Teresa, the appeaser, will and is mirroring the American administration. Trump will be changing countering violent extremism to countering radical Islamic extremism, making his policies and measure Muslim specific. Here in 2015, it became a statutory duty under PREVENT for all to conform to this dangerous strategy, which is designed to victimize and vilify the Muslim community. It is a program that has turned students into suspects, where traditionally universities were a place where dialogue and debate were the pillars of such institutions. Today, in those very places, students fear being reported. Even children have been caught up in this damaging policy, having been reported as potential radicals.
Wow, thank you, Bernard. That was a fantastic contribution.